Because I live, you're not only able to face tomorrow, but you're able to go forth in valiancy, in a valiant way, leading a charge into the promise of my spiritual outpouring and a revival of the kingdom of God demonstrated in the earth, saith the Spirit of the Lord. Do not look at any of your infirmities presently as something holding you back. The only thing that will hold you back is your lack of participation in what I've commanded to the body. The only reason why you will not participate in fullness in prayer is because you think that it pertains to someone else. You've already reasoned out in your mind why you cannot spend more time in prayer, why you cannot spend more time giving yourself over periodically to fasting. And the other reason is that you believe that this outpouring is still up to me in my timing. I say it is not up to me, but it is up to you, saith the Spirit of the Lord. For I have no body in the earth, no physical body except you. Therefore, I have no authority to accomplish anything in the earth. Whether this is a year from now or 10 years from now or 100 years from now is all dependency upon my body coming to a place of understanding that their will makes a difference. Passing the baton to someone else and saying it's someone else's burden. Someone else that is called to prayer or someone else that's called to a specific dedication to prayer will not get it done. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and life. Do you not understand that which I'm asking you to do for others will profit you as well? My blessings that I pray through you in intercession will also heal your body and bring forth blessings to your home and to your finances. That which causes you to be blind in the area of spending more time in my presence is that which is also abating your own blessings, saith the Spirit of the Lord. Do not look to the arm of the flesh. Do not look to the arm of the flesh in politics or in medicine or anything. Receive the help through wisdom, but understand this. This is an hour which I'm asking you to come apart, as I have said in other prophecies. To come apart and to seek my face. Know this, I am pleased with what you've given me. But I'm asking you to come to a place where you're never satisfied with any one point. Is there not 5 more minutes of the day? Is there not 10 more minutes of the day that you can give unto me in prayer? Can you not fast half a day? Can you not fast one meal? Can you not do anything that I've asked you to do in regards? I'm asking you to begin to take larger amounts, which might be bits and pieces to some, but do something towards obedience. Do something towards when you turn to someone and say, yes, but you have no idea how busy I am. You have just made an excuse for your flesh, whether you realize it or not. You have just alienated yourself from a place of being able to be used by my authority. And again, I say to you, I cannot get over to you how I can magnify your time. So much of your time is wasted, even though you do not realize it. I can cause 2 things to be done at once, 3 things to be done at once, 12 things to be accomplished in half the time. Give yourself over to me, saith the Spirit of the Lord. Do not serve me on Sunday, and 6 days of the week serve yourself by just praying as you go with hardly a mention. I desire you. I'll honor 10 minutes. I'll honor 20 minutes when you set yourself apart. Know this, it's not by might nor by power, but it's by my Spirit, saith the Spirit of the Lord. The flesh profiteth nothing, but the words that I speak unto you even now are spirit and life, saith the Spirit of the Lord. Ask of me in private, beyond this particular service and time, where those time robbers are at and where you can replace it. I'll open your eyes. But many will not even ask. Many will not ask because they do not want to see the truth, because they are very satisfied in their own schedules. They've laid this schedule out, and they forbid me to interrupt it in any way. But again, I say to you, the third time, I will magnify your time over and over again. I cannot do this unless a great caucus of my people come apart and set their face like a flint towards doing those things in which I have commanded, saith the Spirit of the Lord. The prophecies that I have given to you are not requests. They are not recommendations. These are commandments, saith the Spirit of grace. Come under my commandments and do those things, and you will see that the greatest of all these is love, saith the Spirit of the Lord. I desire demonstrations of power among you as you've requested. These things are by my Spirit. But the greatest of these is love. I desire that you come into a place where you're conformed by intimacy into the image of my firstborn. And out of that, create an atmosphere that comes in your services and then follows you home in your cars and lives in your homes and your businesses and your workplace. This is my first desire, and from it, I'll come forth with great power, saith the Spirit of grace.